It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Tim Johnson says family will be a top priority once he leaves Congress in January, but the five-term Republican House member says he will still have time to return to his old profession, practicing law. Johnson says upon leaving Congress, he'll become affiliated with the law offices of Frederick W. Nessler. The central Illinois attorney has several offices in Illinois, plus one in Fort Worth, Texas. Johnson says he chose Nessler over other offers because their practice matches his own interest in providing one-on-one service.
What they do is what I do. Social Security disability claims, injury claims, and dealing with people when they confront issues in their lives. I want to help them in that regard because I think that's what my career's been about, and that's what I want my future career to be about.
Johnson announced his plans this morning in Champaign. Nessler says he's honored to have Johnson in his firm and cited his high caliber both on the professional and moral scale. Meanwhile, Johnson also announced the subject of the course he will teach for the spring session at Illinois State University. He says his course on Congress and war will examine the application of congressional war powers from the end of the Spanish-American War. Illinois State Senator Shane Cultra says he's not happy with the latest plans to repair the state's nearly $96 billion pension debt. The outgoing Republican from Onarga says it's unfair to ask taxpayers to foot the bill for a large-scale proposal.
The way I look at it, they're trying to pass a Rolls-Royce pension plan for the teachers. Their current plan, I think, is too good for what they pay to what they get. They're trying to pass that down to the property taxpayers. I can't support that.
A lame duck Republican, Coulter says it will likely take some votes from those like him who are also leaving office next month for such a proposal to pass. The latest plan unveiled last week asks state workers to contribute more to their pensions, raises the retirement age, and gradually shifts pension costs to local school districts. As for his own plans, after losing to Republican Representative Jason Berrickman in the primary race for the Senate seat in May, Senator Coulter says he'll return to the family nursing business for the first time in a decade. People with disabilities could have an easier time buying gasoline under a proposal awaiting action by the governor. Brian Mackey reports.
Ann Ford says fueling up can be easy or hard, depending on where she is.
At home, I can call my gas station and tell them I'm there, and they'll come out, and they're happy to help me. The problem is when you travel.
Ford is with the Centers for Independent Living. Illinois law requires gas station attendants to help people with disabilities, as long as the attendants are not working alone. But Ford says once, when she was driving home from Springfield, she traveled to three different stations over the course of 2 hours in order to refuel. That's because under current law, someone has to honk, wave your arms, or find some other way of signaling an attendant for help. The new proposal would require gas stations post their direct phone number on the pump. That way, people could drive up and telephone for help. Stations that don't comply would be fined $250. The measure passed the General Assembly without opposition and is now on the desk of Governor Pat Quinn. I'm Brian Mackey.
Governor Quinn says he hopes a bill allowing gay marriage in Illinois moves through the General Assembly next month. Lawmakers gather January 2nd for what promises to be a busy lame duck session, which may include considering a bill allowing illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses and a pension overhaul. New lawmakers are sworn in January 9th. Earlier this year, legislators filed the Religious Freedom and Marriage Fairness Act. It eliminates the part of state law that explicitly prohibits gay marriages and would offer same-sex couples the same marriage rights as heterosexual couples. Governor Quinn said today lawmakers should study the issue carefully. He signed a bill last year legalizing civil unions, but 25 gay couples are suing over the state's gay marriage ban. A group of Indiana mayors wants state lawmakers to help them battle what they characterize as the scourge of methamphetamines. Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winnecke tells the Evansville Courier and Press the mayors want lawmakers to require prescriptions statewide to purchase medicine that contains pseudoephedrine. The ingredient in cold medicine is essential to meth making. The mayors also hope lawmakers will consider allowing counties to adopt ordinances requiring prescriptions for cold medicines. Winnecke says Vandenberg County law enforcement officers busted 37 meth labs in 2007, but that number rose to 112 in 2011. More than 100 meth labs have been broken up so far this year. Winnecke calls meth southwestern Indiana's number one public service problem. The board of the Illinois High School Association meets today to consider whether four athletes at Mooseheart High School are eligible to compete. The IHSA staff says the tiny suburban Chicago school broke rules against recruiting when it accepted the teenagers from war-ravaged Sudan. The school says it took them as part of a long tradition of helping troubled young people. Southern Illinois University Chancellor Rita Chang is condemning racially charged graffiti scrawled on a greenhouse on SIU's Carbondale campus. WSIL-TV reports Chang spoke out about the epithets found last week. In a university-wide email, she says she won't accept racial intolerance on the 20,000-student campus. Chang says student vandalism at the university isn't uncommon, but discrimination reflected in the graffiti has prompted the administration to step in. She says the campus has a long, well-established commitment to cultural and ethnic diversity. There's no word on any arrests or charges. Former Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's nephew has pleaded not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. A grand jury indicted Richard Veneco last week in the death of a suburban man during a fight outside a Chicago bar in 2004. The judge said at today's arraignment that he once worked under Daley and he's giving lawyers a few days to decide whether they want a new judge. A Washington man convicted in the 1957 slaying of a 7-year-old Illinois girl has been sentenced to life in prison. Judge James Halleck sentenced 73-year-old Jack McCullough at a hearing Monday in Sycamore, Illinois, the small community where Maria Ridolph was abducted and killed in December of 1957. McCullough was convicted in September after a trial in which prosecutors contended that as a 17-year-old named John Tessier, McCullough approached Ridolph and another little girl outside of Ridolph's house. Prosecutors say McAuliffe abducted and killed Ridolph after the other child ran home. In sports, Illini basketball player Brandon Paul is the Big Ten Player of the Week. The senior guard from Gurnee led Illinois to a win over Gonzaga this weekend that improved the Illini's record to 10-0. Brandon scored a season-high 35 points in that victory. Illinois' undefeated basketball team will be back in action at Assembly Hall tomorrow night when they face Norfolk State. The Illini finished the weekend ranked 13th nationally and could move up after defeating 10th-ranked Gonzaga Saturday. The Illini women, meanwhile, defeated Memphis Sunday 73-65 to improve their record to 7-4. And in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls have a break today before playing host to the LA Clippers tomorrow night. Chicago remains in the top spot in the Central Division with an 11-8 record. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.